The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. The Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 23, Krishna's Personality. Srila Rupa Goswami states that although Krishna is the reservoir of unlimited pleasure and the greatest leader of all, he is still dependent upon his devotees in three ways. According to the emotional status of the devotee, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is appreciated in three ways: as the most perfect, as very perfect, and as perfect. When he exhibits himself in fullness, he's appreciated by great learned scholars as most perfect. When he exhibits himself in lesser degrees, he's called very perfect, and when he exhibits still less, he is called perfect. This means that Krishna is appreciated for 3 degrees of perfection. These 3 degrees of perfection are especially exhibited as follows. When he is in Goloka Vrindavan, his transcendental qualities are exhibited as most perfect. When he is in Dvarka, he exhibits his qualities as very perfect. And when he's in Mathura, he exhibits his qualities as perfect. Krishna's personality is analyzed as Dhiradatta, Dhiralalita, Dhiraprashanta, and Dhiradatta. If one asks how a personality can be beheld in 4 quite opposing ways, the answer is that the Lord is the reservoir of all transcendental qualities and activities. Therefore, his different aspects can be analyzed according to the exhibition of his limitless variety of pastimes, and as such, there is no contradiction. Dhiradatta. A Dhiradatta is a person who is naturally very grave, gentle, forgiving, merciful, determined, humble, highly qualified, chivalrous, and physically attractive. In this connection, the following statement given by Indra, the King of Heaven, is very significant. Quote, "My dear Lord, I admit that I have committed great offenses unto you, but I cannot express my feelings of regret, being bewildered at seeing your extraordinary chivalrous spirit, your endeavor to protect your devotees, your determination, your steadiness in lifting the great hill of Govardhan, your beautiful bodily features, and your astonishing characteristic of being pleased simply by accepting the prayers of your devotees and offenders." End quote. The above statement by the King of Heaven is an exact corroboration of Krishna's being Dhiradatta. Many learned scholars have agreed to also accept Lord Ramchandra as Dhiradatta, but all of Lord Ramchandra's qualities are also included in the character of Lord Krishna. Dhira Lalita. A person is called Dhira Lalita if he is naturally very funny, always in full youthfulness, expert in joking, and free from all anxieties. Such a Dhira Lalita personality is generally found to be domesticated and very submissive to his lover. This Dhira Lalita trait in the personality of Krishna is described by Yajnapati, the wife of one of the brahmanas who were performing sacrifices in Vrindavan. She tells her friends, quote, "One day, Srimati Radharani, accompanied by her associates, was taking rest in her garden, and at that time Lord Krishna arrived in that assembly. After sitting down, he began to narrate very impudently about his previous night's pastimes with Radharani. While he was speaking in that way, Radharani became very embarrassed. She was feeling ashamed and was absorbed in thought, and Krishna took the opportunity to mark her breasts with different kinds of tilak. Krishna proved himself to be very expert in that art." End quote. In this way, Krishna, as Dhira Lalita, was enjoying his youthful proclivities in the company of the gopis. Generally, those who are expert in writing drama choose to call Cupid the ideal Dhira Lalita, but we can more perfectly find in the personality of Krishna all the characteristics of Dhira Lalita. Dhira Prashanta. A person who is very peaceful, forbearing, considerate, and obliging is called Dhira Prashanta. This Dhira Prashanta trait of Krishna, it was exhibited in his dealings with the Pandavas. On account of the Pandavas' faithful devotion to the Lord, he agreed to become their charioteer, their advisor, their friend, their messenger, and sometimes their bodyguard. Such is an example of the result of devotional service toward Vishnu. When Krishna was speaking to Maharishi Yudhisthira about religious principles, he demonstrated himself to be a very learned scholar, but because he accepted the position of a younger cousin to Yudhisthira, he was speaking in a very gentle tone, which enhanced his beautiful bodily features. The movement of his eyes and the mode of his speech proved that he was very, very expert in giving moral instruction. Sometimes Maharaj Yudhisthira is also accepted by learned scholars as Dhira Prashanta. Dhiradatta, a person who is very envious, proud, easily angered, restless, and complacent, is called Dhiradatta by learned scholars. Such qualities were visible in the character of Lord Krishna, because when he was writing a letter to Kalyavan, Krishna addressed him as a sinful frog. In his letter, Krishna advised Kalyavan that he should immediately go and find some dark well for his residence, because there was a black snake named Krishna who was very eager to devour all such sinful frogs. Krishna reminded Kalyavan that he could turn all the universes into ashes simply by looking at them. The above statement by Krishna seems apparently to be of an envious nature, but according to different pastimes, places, and times, this quality is accepted as a great characteristic. Krishna's Dhiradatta qualities have been accepted as great because Krishna uses them only to protect his devotees. In other words, even undesirable traits may also be used in exchange of devotional service. Sometimes Bhima, the second brother of the Pandavas, is also described as Dhiradatta. Once, while fighting with a demon who was appearing as a deer, Krishna challenged him in this way. I have come to you as a great elephant named Krishna. You must leave the battlefield accepting defeat or else there is death awaiting you. End quote. This challenging spirit of Krishna is not contradictory to his sublime character because he is the Supreme Being. Everything is possible in his character. There is a nice statement in the Kurma Purana about these contradictory traits of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is stated there that the Supreme Person is neither very fat nor very thin. He's always transcendental to material qualities, and yet his bodily luster is blackish. His eyes are reddish. He is all-powerful, and he is equipped with all different kinds of opulences. Contradictory traits in Krishna's person are not at all surprising. One should not consider the characteristics of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to be actually contradictory. One should try to understand the traits of Krishna from authorities and try to understand how these characteristics are employed by the supreme will of the Lord. In the Mahavaraha Purana, it is confirmed that the transcendental bodies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his expansions are all eternally existing. Such bodies are never material. They are completely spiritual and full of knowledge. They are reservoirs of all transcendental qualities. In the Vishnu Yamala Tantra, there is a statement that because the personality of Godhead and his expanded bodies are always full of knowledge, bliss, and eternity, they are always free from the 18 kinds of material contaminations: illusion, fatigue, errors, roughness, material lust, restlessness, pride, envy, violence, disgrace, exhaustion, untruth, anger, hankering, dependence, desire to lord it over the universe, seeing duality, and cheating. But regarding all the above-mentioned statements, it is understood that the Mahavishnu is the source of all incarnations in the material world. But because of his greater extraordinary opulence, we can understand that the son of Nanda Maharaj is the source of the Mahavishnu also. This is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita, wherein it is stated, quote, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Govinda, whose partial representation is the Mahavishnu, end quote. The gigantic form of the Mahavishnu is the source of generation for innumerable universes. Innumerable universes are coming out of his exhaling breath, and the same universes are going back in with his inhaling breath. This Mahavishnu is also a plenary portion of a portion of Krishna.